follow your heart or your intellect? Oh, I don't know. You could be a dummy. What did Chris Rock famously said? You know, follow your dreams if they're hiring. I'm interested in this, though. So what's your intellect telling you and what's your heart telling you? Follow your heart. The intellect has let you down when tested. Let's go in again. Go on. Let's start with your passion. What's your heart telling you?
Love or money.
What, sorry?
Love or money.
Love or money? I would go for love. The only reason men want money is in order to get love. Money, if you think about it, women aren't gold diggers. Money, rich men, it's a proxy for competence. And what women find attractive is competence in men. It's a weird thing where billionaires are attractive, but also guys that can mend a toaster and put up a shelf are attractive. Competence is what women look for. And men look for beauty. Which sounds fucking shallow. But beauty is just a proxy for healthy. We're all just trying to get along. But I would just go for love, because money is just, what do you want the money for? I want the money so I could be happy. Well, what's happiness? Well, it's joy. What's happiness? Happiness is your current situation minus expectations. That's it. Cheer up. You're in San Diego. You made it. You're doing great. Good place.
What would you say about a guy who wears Hawaiian shirts?
What would I say about a guy who wears Hawaiian shirts every day? That doesn't need to happen, sir. Get some Ozempic. What? I'm not having a fucking go. He's a big unit. It's covering a multitude, the Hawaiian shirt. What do you do for a living, sir?
Student.
You're a student. Of course you fucking are. You look 40. The fuck are you studying? You're studying chemistry? Oh, we found San Diego's Breaking Bad. You're studying chemistry. To what end? What are you going to do? You haven't thought that far ahead. Okay. And are you a couple? What's your name?
Pray.
Yeah. What's your name? Oh, your name's Pray. Well, that makes more sense. It's quite a direct instruction. What do you do, Pray?
I'm a psych major.
You're a psych major. Am I your homework? You're doing research on this. All right, so you're both studying here in San Diego?
Riverside.
I don't know, is that good or bad? Is that the... It's surprising how many of you independently went, bullshit. No. It's like LA but shittier. I don't know. I doubt that, sir. I doubt that. I've spent a bit of time in LA recently and it's fucking Gotham City. It'd have to go a long way to be shittier. What, sorry?
There's no ocean in Riverside.
There's no ocean in Riverside. No, the name really gives that away. You're thinking of Oceanside. fuck's sake. What do I think of what? San Diego's fucking, it's cool. It's cool, because it's like, I mean, the weather today, not great. Great for me, but great. It's fucking cool, US Navy. What more do you want? Yeah. Well done you.
Mexican food.
What's wrong?
Mexican food in England.
Mexican food in England. Mexican food is sort of the same all over the world. It is. It is. Have you lost your fucking minds? It's Mexican food is 5 ingredients. Five ingredients rearranged and you're, oh, this is a new dish. Is it? Seems a lot like the thing I had yesterday. No, it's rolled in a different type of bread. This bread's slightly crispier than that bread. No, we haven't just fried these beans once. No! We re-fried them. Fucking get over yourselves. Also, you can all fuck off getting so upset about cuisine that you clearly fucking stole. Not just the cuisine, the fucking city. You didn't even have the decency to change the fucking name. San Diego, yeah, stick with it. It suits it, but it's ours now. What's wrong? England's one to talk about stealing. Hey. Well, you have reminded me of something there, sir. We should do a land acknowledgement because actually the land that this theatre is built on... No, I want to say this. The land that this theatre is built on actually used to belong to Britain. Yeah. Breaks your heart, doesn't it? Breaks your heart. Why am I not allowed to open a fucking casino? What the fuck is going on?
Alberta seceding from Canada.
Oh, Alberta seceding from Canada. That it's on my bingo card of things that are going to happen. It's not going to fucking happen. The people that would want it to happen are the Republicans, right? But the people of Alberta are right-wing Canadians, which is what you call Democrats. So it's never going to work.
World War III!
World War III? I think it's already started, hasn't it?
Soccer!
One thing at a time. Jesus. What's wrong? Over or under? Toilet paper, over or under? And you just said over or under, like everyone would go, yeah, that's all that could possibly mean. He's asking about World War III, soccer, toilet paper.
Japanese toilets.
Favorite show fucking crazy. Host.
Female James Bond.
Female James Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine, you can fuck it up if you want to fuck it up. Yeah, why don't we have a Muslim Pope? Yeah, great. Fuck it. Fuck it. Why does the President of America need to be from here? Fuck it. I actually had the worst blowjob of my life last night. And do you know how it was? Amazing. There's no bad bit of a blowjob.
What's the root of all evil?
What's the root of all evil? I would say it's the spirit of envy. Yeah, it's Cain, I would say, not the serpent. It's us. Oh, I got spooky fast.
Favorite book?
I don't really do a lot of coloring, but
Hairy pussy.
Okay. What? Discuss. Well, it was all quite hirsute until the 1970s. Do you want to know an interesting fact about that? It was pornography that did it. So they had very strict pornography laws around the world, and basically the pornography laws all said you can't show pubic hair. So the pornographers had a workaround, shaved that off, we're good to go. And then we all looked at that and jerked off and went, I want yours to look like that, love. Any advice for a 16-year-old kid comedian? Where are you? Hi there. I'd write jokes. I'd concentrate on the writing rather than the performing, I think. It's self-assignment, stand-up comedy. But then so much of life is. Just if you write incessantly, just get better at it. And jokes are all reverse-engineered. Come up with a punchline first and get back to it, whether it's stories or jokes. That's the... Yeah. Good luck. Well, it's... I don't know. I'll quickly do the basics for you. So jokes are basically, every joke is two stories. And the first story, the setup, forces people to make an erroneous assumption, which is revealed in the second part of the joke, the punchline. So it's the sudden revelation of a previously concealed fact. So bear that in mind. Good luck. Can we go back to that last one? Hang on, can we go back? Also, he's not your real dad. And that finger of his, though, has been in your mum. That guy you're with there is he's a motherfucker. My wife and I are about to celebrate our 35th wedding anniversary. What should I do for her, with her, or to her? Craig. Where's Craig? Where are you, mate?
Over here.
Well, firstly, huge congratulations. 35 years. That's a big deal. I think if you don't know now what she likes, it might be a good time to ask. What, sorry?
You get to this age, you forget.
I don't know, you could just... I like the idea you could just sort of start again. I don't know where you took her on the first date, but go back there. Are you from San Diego?
No, Orange County, just up the road.
Orange County, just up the road. It was very nice to have you here. I hope you've had a fun night. I would go Riverside. No, not that fucking shithole. These people are better than that. I'd take her to Vegas for the weekend. Get some fucking cocaine. Have a good time. You never hear. Well, you. This is what you never hear about. You never hear about a couple that've been married 35 years, responsible, wonderful people, going, do you know what? We've never tried cocaine. Let's give it a go.
Horse girls. Equestrians.
Horse girls. Horse girls. Equestrians. I don't know. I'll find out more. What? You would describe yourself... Are you a centaur? Like half a girl, half horse? The fuck are you talking about? You like horses, do you?
I'm a horse trainer.
You're a horse trainer.
Yeah, but I brought you to Roscoe's.
Okay. It's quite the challenge. So you're an equestrian trainer. Are you training the horses or are you training the people to ride the horses?
Both.
Yeah. Fucking great. shall I tell her? We've got cars now. I'm sort of best will in the world, we don't need you. It's quite dangerous though, isn't it? Remember Christopher Reeve? Why? It's what happened. Christopher Reeves was riding a horse. He fell off the horse, not even at high speed, not doing anything dangerous, fell off the horse. He broke his neck. He paralyzed himself. I mean, actually, he went on and did incredible things afterwards. An inspirational speaker, and he's a wonderful man. He really, after he broke his back, he never looked back. Technically, of course, he fucking couldn't unless he put some mirrors up. too soon. Are Brits funnier than Americans? A lot of my favourite stand-ups are American, so I don't know.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais. Answer the question. All right, fucking hell. Well, I'd wager I'm funnier than you, so in this interaction, yeah. We've got 65 million people. You've got 300 million. You've got more to pick from. Not a fair fight.
If you could roast a historical figure, who would it be?
If I could roast a historical figure, who would it be? I think it would be Catherine the Great with my best mate. She's very famously a horse lady. She fucked a horse, didn't she, Catherine the Great? Isn't that the story? It's probably apocryphal, but whatever.
Do I do things
with hecklers because I've run out of jokes? No. I haven't run out of jokes. You look very young, sir. You're full of the kind of confidence of a man that's not really being called a cunt properly. What's your name, my young friend? Hi, Harry. You all right? What do you do, Harry?
I'm a dancer.
You're a dancer? That's a nice way to tell your dad. I think. Anything? That's nice. Harry's come home one day and gone, I'm a dancer. It's so much nicer than coming home and saying, yes, that is come on my mustache. I'll probably regret this, but what kind of dance do you do, Harry? What kind of dance? What kind? What kind of dance?
Like contemporary ballet stuff.
Contemporary ballet. What I would describe as a flaming homosexual. Christ. Even fucking Liberace's thinking, Jesus. contemporary and ballet. A dancer. Go on.
Have you ever caught your dick in a zipper?
Have I ever caught my dick in a zipper? I have actually, yeah. What happened was you were coming in the front door and I just finished fucking your missus. It was a close call. You also need to get yourself tested.
Does God exist?
Does God exist? Well, I've got terrible news. Yes, I mean, in a manner of speaking, yes, but it's an analogy. God is the future.
What do you mean?
What do I mean God's the future? Well, you sacrifice things in the moment for a better future. That's what religion teaches, right? So hard choices now, easy life later. That's the same as religion. Work, in a sense, is a sacrifice for the future. So you do something now to enjoy the future, right? That's what the lesson's meant to be for the next life. And there is a next life. You will die, and you will be reborn as someone else, and you will love them. But that's your kids. So it works, but it's not magic. You'll be all right. You look as if you might be having a tough time. You're loving it. Jimmy, it's Baxter's parents. Last year at the show, you taught our 17-year-old son about the birds and bees. Just wanted to let you know he's out on a date tonight with three girls. Oh, where's Baxter's parents?
Oi.
Hi. Well, tell Baxter I am absolutely thrilled he's getting his dick wet. Genuinely, I am. This is exactly what we've got to do, I think, as a society. Obviously, we've got to tell young men, don't look at porn. Stop watching porn. It's cheap dopamine. But you can't. That's not an empowering message to young men. What we've got to say is, don't look at porn and go and finger someone. There's a young Mexican guy looking at me like, yeah.
Hello, my name's Jimmy Carr, and I've got a brand new tour called Laughs Funny. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's two shows every night, one at 7, one at 9:30. Not to put too fine a point on it, I had a bit of a run-in with the tax man. So it's one for me, one for them. Come to the second show, there'll be more heckling.